infrastructure is vitally important to poor communities. And I think that's a fact that anybody that's looked at cities understands really well, you know, that underinvestment in urban infrastructure is one of the problems that cities across the country continue to grapple with. And low-income people are hurt by that. So there's a direct benefit to communities of things like transit build-outs in cities, improvements and rehab to schools, which is a kind of public infrastructure, and then the ongoing maintenance of urban streets, sidewalks, sewer systems. I mean, these are like major components of urban life that have a lot to do with the desirability of, you know, those neighborhoods, and also making sure that low-income communities have access to high-quality services in the way that we know middle and upper-income communities are likely to have.